Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. I have two projects before, two action items before you. Heron Creek Phase 2 funding and possible introduction of the ordinance. We have good news that we have the Phase 2 funding obligation has been received and executed by our finance director, awaiting your final approval and issuance of the loan resolution. There's a loan resolution which goes with that, which actually requires a council motion. The second item would be the introduction of the borrowing ordinance, which is ready to be introduced and to be heard in July. So having said this, we also have reason to believe that Phase 3 of the funding may be coming sooner than later. So you could potentially see us back on Heron Creek in the not-so-distant future. So all good things. We're moving forward with the Phase 1 design, and we're pretty close to getting the pump stations wrapped up. And you understand always the right-of-way acquisition is always challenging, but I think I got 5 out of 6 pump station sites wrapped up.
You're doing good. Yes. You have a motion for the loan resolution, Phase 2?
We have a motion for the loan resolution, yes. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that the USDA loan resolution authorizing supplemental indebtedness for the Heron Creek Area Expansion Project Phase 2 be approved.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
We have a recommendation for the introduction.
Okay.
Recommend that the associated debt ordinance titled an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $5,600,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of an extension of sanitary sewer services to Heron Creek and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith be introduced and be voted on after a requisite public hearing.
Okay, if somebody wants to introduce that.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduced it. Okay, and then you have your coastal airport.
We have the second item is the coastal airport. Sometimes I'm unfortunately back, despite that I hoped I wouldn't be. You know, the first round we had to throw out all the bids. We re-advertised. The second round we got a number of bids, very competitive. And maybe we should say too competitive, because the two companies you awarded the contracts for base bids 1 and 2 and 3 respectively, we had to, let's say, relieve of their duties for non-performance. And we recommend to you to officially terminate their agreements and award it to the third lowest bidder. We still have very competitive pricing. And when you look at it overall, this time the third lowest bidder was able to honor their prices, but only under the condition that we award all three base bids to them. Looking at the respective base bids remaining across the board, they were the lowest for the combined. So they do say they do have indicated in writing they have the necessary forces in-house and not require subcontractors like the last ones where we had problems with, and are ready and able to move forward. We have some of the funding in the current budget, but obviously that budget expires in a couple of weeks. We have some funding in the new budget, and because half of that growing season, not half, but a good bit of the growing season is already over, and we've done some, self-performed some cuts, we believe the award for the first year will be not to exceed, and we have the sufficient funds in the FY19 budget. Okay. So I do have a recommendation, reluctantly, however, but I do have one.
Okay, so you have a motion first, I guess, to cancel.
I put it together in one.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, unless you want to take it separately.
Read your notes.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that base bids 1 and 2 to Cutting Edge Lawn Care Services and base bid 3 to Leo Landscaping Inc. for the 2018 Sussex County Delaware Coastal Airport Industrial Park and Business Park Property Maintenance RFP, originally approved by Council on April 24th, 2018, be terminated based on non-performance, and be further moved to award base bids 1, 2, and 3 Creative Visions Landscaping for the annual not to exceed bid of $70,506.10, $9,930, and $23,324.29.40 respectively. So these are the three base bids.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is Autism Delaware. They're requesting $2,000 to support their annual fundraiser, the Blue Jean Ball. The Blue Jean Ball helps fund both family support services and adult vocational services in Sussex County. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $1,200 from Mr. Burton and $200 from the other council members.
Mr. Burton.
Motion to do the same thing.
Motion, Mr. Second. Burton. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $2,000 to Autism Delaware for their Blue Jean Ball, being $1,200 from Mr. Burton's Council Mac account. And $200 from Mr. Arlette's, Mr. Cole, Mr. Wilson's, and mine.
So who's $200 going to for? Or $2,000?
$2,000.
Total $2,000.
Total $2,000.
And who's it going to?
Autism Delaware.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
Mike, can I ask you a quick question?
Mr. Arlette?
The organization benefits really all of the county, right? Not just Mr. Burton's specific
correct.
District.
Is that correct.
So is there a reason why we just don't divide it by five in total? I'm just kind of wondering if we could do that, because I think it'd be better. It's not just specific for your district.
Mr. Burton's going to have to get his share.
Well, I know that, but I'm just thinking it does benefit, and it's not just it's just not inclusive of his district. That's all.
I'll withdraw mine. Was I the second? I think it was, wasn't I? I'll withdraw it if we could go back.
Mr. Wilson was the second, I think, wasn't he?
Mr. Burton and Mr. Arlette.
Arlette, I'm sorry, Mr. Arlette.
Right.
So no, I would remove it as well, and then come back.
Want to withdraw your motion? I probably want to spend more of their money, less of yours.
Well, I think
I will withdraw my motion,
yeah.
And I agree with it.
Yeah. Okay. It's not just specific.
Now, I guess you have a motion?
I will have a motion what is it? What's 2,000 divided by 5? 400. Is that correct? So
I have a motion, Mr. Arlette. Second by Mr. Cole to grant $2,000 Autism Delaware for Blue Jean Ball, being $400 from each council bank account. Questions on the motion?
Maybe I should make a motion that Rob gives $1,000 and Mr. IG gives $1,000.
Well, we got another motion here first. We'll deal with that.
This vote fails.
Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Slaughterneck Community Action Organization is requesting $1,500 to help with repairs to their senior center building. One of the needed repairs is to fix its leaking roof. Last grant received was $600 from Mr. Burton.
Mr. Burton?
Yeah, I looked at this application pretty hard the last time. This building is in need of a lot of maintenance. Their kitchen, their last grant was for kitchen cabinets, and I don't remember what the total was, but I offered $600, and then I went back out there and the kitchen wasn't the only problem. They have other maintenance issues on a building that's really used a lot for that area. So they asked if I would help them with the building maintenance, and I told them I would. So my motion is for, was it $1,500? It's for the $1,500 for the building maintenance of their community center.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500 to the Salt Product Community Action Organization for Senior Center Building Repairs for Mr. Burton's Council Bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Premier Apostles Early Learning Center is requesting $1,000 to help offset the cost of their voucher program that assists families with low income status. 40% of students in their program come from families with single mothers as head of households. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $650 from Mr. Wilson, $250 from Mr. Vincent, and $100 from Mr. Phillips in 2014.
I make a motion we do it the same way.
From Mr. Wilson, and it can strike Mr. Phillips and put Mr. Arlette. I'll make that motion.
Good idea.
Since he's out of the room.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant $1,000 to Primeros Pasos Early Learning Center for tuition assistance, being $650 from Mr. Wilson's account, $250 from my accounts bank account, and $100 from Mr. Arlett's accounts bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. The motion carried. Next.
And the next one is Camp Rehoboth is requesting $5,000 to support their annual fundraiser, Sundance. Funds from this event are used for operations that support their mission to create a more positive environment in Rehoboth Beach and its related communities. There have been no past grants. Mr. Cole has placed this on the agenda.
Yeah, I'll do $2,000 to Camp Rehoboth.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Mr. Burton to grant $2,000 to Camp Rehoboth and Grubbery for Sundance 2018 from Mr. Cole's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Last.
Okay, last one is Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra is requesting $1,500 for their concert series to help ensure the quality arts experience is available to county residents. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Cole and $500 from Mr. Burton.
And they are asking for 15?
15.
I'll make that motion. Do you want to do, want to split it or just?
750.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,500 to Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra for a 2017-2018 concert series, being $750 from Mr. Cole's council bank account and $750 from Mr. Burton's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Just say yes.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
That was a scary. What did I just say yes to?
Mr. Cole, Mr. Burton, you gave $1,000 to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony. No, you didn't give anything. Okay. Introduction proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a lawnmower and small engine repair business to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 0.83748 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.51646 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Cole introduces it.
And that's all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody? Mr. Burton?
Yes. I thought last Tuesday's discussion was very good and very positive. We talked about three things. Two were buffer related and one was density related. My feedback from you all was that the density calculation was okay. It was not agreed upon, but it should move to ordinance writing, and I would like to do that. I'd like to move it to. I'd like to take the charge on writing an ordinance for introduction, of which it would then receive public hearings both at planning and zoning and at county council. So I would like to move forward with that. And then as it pertains to the other two ordinances, as they both involve buffers, I believe our agreement was that we were going to receive public input, or not public input, but receive professional input from various experts in the field as the discussion that we had relates to possible zoning ordinance. So I'm going to leave that in the hands of the county administrator, which I think has reached out to several experts and has a possibility of a early July discussion. And so I would like to move forward with the ordinance writing on the density calculation, and I would like for county administrator to move forward on setting the agenda for expert testimony on the buffer ordinance, or buffer educational process.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
And you're not going to write the ordinance yourself. I assume you're going to have someone legally write the ordinance.
I'm going to see if we...
Okay, I'm just checking on you.
We could give him a...
Just checking on you.
We could send him up to the University of Delaware, they actually teach that up there, I think.
Ordinance writing, you never know, that's good.
Get back to us on it. Anyway, that's good.
Any more?
I got a couple pieces of paper here. Actually, a member of the Board of Adjustment had sent me a message, it's basically reiterated that the individual who spoke under comments about the Board of Adjustments, about rules of procedure, public input, et cetera, he actually said the guy made good points, and so it, that kind of lends me to think that even they think that maybe some of these issues are, you know, should be addressed. So my question to maybe Mr. Moore would be to rules of procedure. I know we set ours, but being that we're the county council, what kind of impact do we have on rules of procedure on P&Z and Board of Adjustment?
Well, P&Z and Board of Adjustment have rules of procedure for their own bodies. They are read before the public hearings, just like we read them before the public hearings. As far as how they're implemented, I believe that they do set their own rules of procedures, but I will double check that.
The question would be is...
Yes.
Would the county council, or should the county council, have some impact on rules of procedure throughout everything that's, you know, county operated?
Yeah.
In other words, I don't mind them, you know, say, here's our rules of procedure, but then maybe we ought to look at them and say, well, we don't, you know, there should be public input, or there should be this, or should be that. Because we do it. A lot of things we do, they're not doing it. Sounds to me like, right? Is that correct?
That is true.
Some of their stuff is by state law.
That is correct.
I understand. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know what is and what isn't.
That's something you can look into, right?
Right. That is correct.
Yeah. But I would think, I don't know, is there a consensus that we should be concerned about the rules of procedure of other bodies that operate under the title of county government?
What I will do is forward to all the council persons the rules of procedure for both bodies so that you have that and you can look at them. And then if you want to at some point have it placed on an agenda, we could discuss it then.
Well, just the message I think should be maybe sent, not threatening or anything, and say that, you know, that the county council does have this ability to address these rules of procedure, as opposed to, I don't want it to start out saying, oh no, it's not, we can't involve ourselves with their commissions. Well, they're county commissions, so we're the county council. So anyway, I just think there needs to be some rules of the game, you know, up front, that this is how legally we can address these and stuff like that. So, and then the other one was in the finding of facts. He talked about something. I'm trying to remember.
The finding of facts are very similar to what we do as well.
Right.
After every hearing, I draft findings of fact, which takes in what made your decisions on. The Board of Adjustments findings of fact is different than any of the other findings of fact. You see the findings of fact almost weekly. Anytime we do public hearings on planning and zoning matters, those findings are in the form of recommendations are sent to us. If you then adopt the same findings that planning and zoning did, we incorporate them into a findings of fact, which supports your decision in the event that it was appealed. On the more controversial cases, you'll see that I draft a lengthy findings of fact in support. When you vote on that, that is the findings of fact. Board of Adjustment is different because their rules indicate, and as most of Board of Adjustment rules state for other jurisdictions as well, that they vote and then they vote on their findings of fact at a subsequent meeting, which are then drafted by the attorney, come back, and they are voted on at that point, which is a more formalized, and there are very extensive findings of fact that, but they are read at each meeting, at the beginning of the meeting, along with which case it was for, and the board then votes, but it's always consistent with what they voted on at the meeting itself.
Well, I thought also I heard that, you know, for the public to be able to follow this along, it's difficult or something. So I just don't know if what we're doing maybe is the best way in the public's interest.
Why don't you go with an idea how we can do it better?
Well, I don't know. I just had a member of the Board of Adjustment said the man had, I guess he must have spoken with them or he heard anyway. But a member of the Board of Adjustment said, he felt that some of these things should be addressed. So I'm just responding.
Great.
I'm not down there at the Board of Adjustment, but if for some concerns raised, I just want, are they valid concerns? A member of the board thought they were. So I'm just...
Would it make sense that we would, you would contact both boards and ask them if they have any recommendations?
Absolutely.
Themselves on things that should be changed in their either rules, procedure, or how they do business?
First thing I'll do is look at their individual rules of procedure and how they change the rules of procedure, then reach out to them, see if there's board members that are looking at changing those.
Sure, yeah. As we've discussed, things are, things have changed here in the county, and some of these boards have not changed and stuff, and maybe we need to tweak them a little bit to help some of that stuff. One other thing, Mr. President?
Mr. Chairman.
Wait a minute, Mr. Cole still got the floor?
I want to finish that when he started here. Mr. Everett, are we trying to tell the Board of Adjustment, make a change, go back, make changes on what they decided for us to do?
No, that...
For what they did?
No, that is not the case. What they're asking is the rules of procedure itself.
It may, I don't know how it sounds to you, Sam, but no, we didn't do that.
I mean, that's the way it sounded to me.
Okay.
Mr. Cole?
The Department of Natural Resources, and I don't know if all of us got this, the availability of technical assistance for coastal and climate resiliency, and it sounds to me like, I don't know if we've, where's Janelle? Is this fitting into this land use plan we're talking about this afternoon? The impact of it? I mean, I'm looking at it, there's funding available, but it says this, it's the best management and planning practices in developing adaptation strategies at the local level, such as comprehensive plans, zoning, and land use ordinances, revision, et cetera. And it goes through, that says that the state, I guess it's a state program?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing I underlined here somewhere was about, I don't know where I'm in here somewhere, anyway, the purpose is, and it goes through, again, it seems like it fits into this planning process. Are we missing out on something? If there's funding, are we looking at this? Are we going to be the only county maybe that's not involved in this? Or
you want to answer a question now?
Yeah, I just...
I gave it to him probably a month ago. Or however long ago, and we've been looking at that, correct?
Correct. We've made contact with the department. I think really one of the first steps would be is to have them come down and explain to you what this would entail for the county. Mm-hmm. It would be somewhat of a lift for the county to involve themselves in the Resilient Community program, and it would require us to take a very comprehensive look at things such as our ordinances to be determined to be a resilient community. My little understanding of it, I don't know if you would want to entertain that exercise. So, but I think what we should do is have them come down and explain it to you.
Well, yeah, somebody should, because again, I don't know if anybody's mentioned it before. This is the first I focused on it, or if it was mentioned, it wasn't maybe explained to me. I don't know about the rest of you, if you're all real familiar with it. I wasn't. So I'm just curious, is this fitting into our big puzzle called land use planning update?
I understand. We're familiar following, and perhaps we'll have someone come down and explain it.
Well, yeah, that's all I'm asking. I don't know what it is either. I just didn't want
to... We had someone already come down and try to talk to us then. Mr. Secretary and Assistant Secretary, did he come down and talk to us?
Not on resilience.
On land program. Which George mentioned about land program.
Yeah, but this is a whole different thing. This is different
agency.
Out of Denrec. Yeah.
Seems like I must be asleep for a part time.
Oh, you're doing all right. Any more councilmember comments? Councilmember comments. Is there any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're adjourned.